with China, and by getting rid of the incredible incentives President Trump passed to bring jobs to America that now are going to be ripped out if this bill passes. It should be called the Made in China bill.
This is Stephen Miller, who was one of the key advisors to Donald J. Trump. And it was great hearing him last night with Laura Ingraham. Coming up on the show, Katie Williams, a school board trustee. Why did they fire Jesus Jara? I think I know why, but we'll let Katie explain it. And again, this is one of those deals where sometimes there's a story behind the story, and we'll try and get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, don't forget, we will be moving this show to noon to 3 beginning Monday. I want you to be with me. Make the move to noon to 3 right after lunch, or maybe during lunch. What the heck? Stay where you are. More to do. And that's, by the way, beginning this coming Monday. It's going to be so exciting. And what a great day for this radio station. When you see what they're going to do 3 to 6, it's going to include the biggest guest probably on the planet. And he's going to be on this radio station. It's going to be great. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Former Vice President Mike Pence was in Loudoun County discussing parents' rights and school choice, issues that have risen to the forefront ahead of next week's statewide elections in Virginia. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Pence praised pushback from parents and conservatives against local school boards, calling it a movement and a moment in the life of our nation when we can choose educational freedom. The comments come as Republicans zero in on the issues of parents' rights in K-12 education. Loudoun County has become the epicenter of conservative protests at school board meetings on issues such as critical race theory and transgender policies. Concerns have also been voiced over explicit content and learning material. A Suffolk University poll released this week showed 50% of Virginia voters say they believe parents should have more of an influence than school boards on students' curriculum. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden met and prayed with Pope Francis during an unusually long one-on-one visit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the first stop of his European trip, the president met privately with the Pope for 75 minutes at the Vatican. Mr. Biden said they prayed together and discussed several subjects, but not abortion. He did not take communion, and when reporters asked if they talked about the U.S. Catholic bishops, he said it was a private conversation. American bishops are debating whether the president and other politicians who support abortion rights should receive communion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal from healthcare workers in Maine to block a vaccine mandate that went into effect Friday. Three conservative justices noted their dissents. The state is not offering a religious exemption to hospital and nursing home workers who risk losing their jobs if they're not vaccinated. Only New York and Rhode Island also have vaccine mandates for healthcare workers that lack religious exemptions. On Wall Street, the Dow by 89 points, the Nasdaq rose 50, the S&P 500 advancing by 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School Board voted to fire School Superintendent Jesus Jara. After 2 hours of a contentious debate and public comment, the board voted 4-3 to end Jara's contract with the district for convenience, meaning the board did not have to cite any specific reason for his dismissal. Jara's contract was good through January 2023 at the annual salary of $320,000. He had been on the job since 2018. Back in May, the school board voted 4-3 to extend Jara's contract. We'll have more on that with Live and Local and Kevin Wall in just a few minutes with Katie Williams. Clark County's test positivity rate for COVID-19 is holding steady at 6%. Nevada's two-week rolling rate is also on hold at 6.8. That's down from the recent high of 16.4 back in the middle of August. Hundreds of culinary union workers took to the Strip last night to push their return to work. Local 226 officials say about 35% of its members, or about 21,000 workers, have not yet been called back to work since the COVID-19 pandemic began.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cam. Some of the heaviest flows right now are on the 15 northbound at Hacienda, and those who are merging from 215 westbound over to the 15 and reduced speeds into the Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 southbound. That's at Southern Rancho.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We knew it was going to be a contentious meeting of the Clark County School District Board of Trustees last night at the Greer Education Building. We did not know what the outcome would be. This is what it sounded like as the CCSD Board of Trustees voted to terminate Superintendent Jesus Jara.
So we have a motion on the floor by Trustee Ford and a second by Trustee Guzman. And the motion is to terminate for convenience. Trustees, please cast your votes.
For cause.
The passes, please no applause. I do need to read these off. That is a I'm sorry, John, that I keep doing that to you. The vote is as follows. Yes, Trustee Ford. No, Trustee Garcia-Morales. Yes, Trustee Cepeda. No, Trustee Williams. Yes, Trustee Cavazos. Yes, Trustee Guzman. No, Trustee Brooks. That is passed, and we are closing out this item at this time.
There you have it. It was a contentious meeting, a lot of public comment. Joining us now is somebody who voted no on this agenda item, and she is Katie Williams. She is a school board of trustee, District B, and joins us. You voted no. Why did you vote no?
I did, Kevin. I'm glad that you had me on, and I just want to say thank you for that. You know, it's no secret that I actually ran a lot of my campaign on the goal of actually firing Dr. Jara when I was getting on the board. And when I got on the board and I saw the kind of incestuous nature and corruption that was inside of the board, it wasn't Dr. Jara that was the problem. It was half your board members. And so I worked really hard this whole year in order to railroad them and stop them and a lot of things that they wanted to do to our kids. And, you know, Dr. Jara was really integral at keeping the focus on kids. And then, you know, I don't know what happened, but basically he just kept telling them no, and they decided to take him out for it.
I thought this was settled back in May when we did the new contract, and I thought, oh, okay, everything's fine. And it was a 4-3 vote for him to be retained, I believe. What happened in the interim? Who is it that changed their mind?
Trustee Cepeda changed her mind. If I had to guess, I think that either Trustee Cavazos bullied her like she normally does. Trustee Ford probably bullied her like she normally does. I mean, I have briefings with those two ladies, and, I mean, Trustee Ford's constantly steamrolling over Cepeda. You know, they have this entire persona that they keep on behind closed doors, and then they switch their entire personalities when they're in front of the cameras, and I just kind of got tired of it, so I just called them out for what it was last night, and I just refused to not call them out every single time they do it now.
So what happens now? How soon before we have a new superintendent?
Well, so Dr. Jara will stay on for 30 days. That's per the contract where it says, you know, you terminate for convenience and stay on for 30 days, and then they pay you out the rest of your contract. So they'll pay him out all the way for 2023 in one big lump sum. But, you know, I'm not sure of what happens in the district now. I'm not aware of any superintendent being terminated before, other than, like, other districts, but not in this district. It's definitely not convenient. I don't know what they were thinking, but I would honestly ask those four trustees what they intend to do and what they think about, because we're going to have an entire district that doesn't have any leadership. He put kids first, and he wasn't bullied by their agendas, and you can see that they just didn't like that. And so now they want to bring in their yes men or yes women or yes, people of color, or yes, diversity, yes, whatever they want, because they don't hire on skill, that's for sure. They hire on exactly whatever their agenda says it is.
I want to ask you about some news that came up over the weekend, this past weekend. Victor Jakes wrote about it in the RJ, and that is the horrific numbers for African Americans, for other people of color in the district, reading proficiency or math or English proficiency, math proficiency, that's down in the single digits in some cases.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, can I get your reaction to that? And we knew it was going to be bad. We knew that the testing was going to be bad after the pandemic. Did you have any idea it was going to be this bad?
I actually had a really good idea that it was going to be this bad. You know, Dr. Garr and I spoke about this. I talked about this with the executive staff. I've spoke to the, about this, you know, even during my campaign, where it's going to take 10 years for some of these kids to catch back up. And some of them may never catch up. And it's really unfortunate because some of those trustees on there actually want to keep these kids of color, people of color, in these districts where they're not getting the education they need. I've seen it firsthand. We have some districting maps coming up, and I can't tell you what was said in the meetings because I don't want to violate any open meeting laws. But they don't care about the grades. They only care about the color of their skin, and it's so sad. And I wish more conservatives would get involved in the school board because, you know, guys, I can't do it alone.
I'm shocked that when you have a proficiency in English of 10% and 4%, or I may have this backwards, or 4% for math, I'm like, why aren't African-American leaders in our community storming the Greer Education Building and demanding, not asking, but demanding better?
Well, see, the problem is they think that the superintendent was at the helm of it all, and it wasn't, you know? This is a decade-old problem. This isn't this superintendent or the last superintendent or this board or the last board. This is a decade problem where we have breakdowns in our families, we have breakdowns in government systems, and then we rely on elected officials to fix the problems that they created. And that's just not the way it is. We need our black leaders, we need our brown leaders, we need our leaders of community in general to come up to these school board meetings. We need you to run for these school board positions. I need your guys' help. You know, I am alone up there, and it's very tiresome. You know, the entire staff walked out last night because they know they've been doing really hard work, and now they go back to micromanaging. This board does not care about kids. They only want their own agenda spread, and I'm so tired of keeping quiet about it, and I'm done with it. I want people to come up and get loud.
Who is up for re-election soon? Anybody on that board?
Oh, absolutely. Three people on that board, actually. So Trustee Cavazos, Trustee Cepeda, and Trustee Ford. They're all up for re-election, and I suggest that everyone get them out of office.
Will you work to help their opponents?
Absolutely, I will. I've already looked into starting a PAC. I've already talked to a bunch of different leaders over here in the state and the community. Our kids are going to suffer from this, and I don't think people realize how bad it's going to get. The CRT is going to come in. All the gender education is going to come in. Just the straight-up division through our districts, it's going to be detrimental. And mark my words, Kevin, like, as soon as the FDA approves that vaccine from 5 to 11-year-olds, that's going to come on the agenda. And if anyone thinks that I'm kidding, then they got another thing coming. It's coming. It is going to come to the district, and people need to pay attention, and it's sad.
Again, Katie Williams joining us. She's a good person. She is a school board of trustee member from District B. I know it's always been that school board was one of those things that nobody knows who their school board member is. They might remember who their city councilman is, but they never know who their school board member is. And after what we've seen in Virginia, and we've seen other places around the country where parents are rising up and demanding more from their schools, does it mean that maybe now people are going to take seriously who their school board member is?
You know, Kevin, I really hope they do, because if in 2022 those three members stay on this board, in 2023 when the legislative session comes in, they're going to pass an appointed school board because they're tired of the chaos. And I don't blame them. I completely understand them wanting to be able to control the board as well. So the state's going to come in and control the board on an appointed board system if parents don't pay attention to 2022. 2022 is going to be very, very crucial for education.
Linda Cavazos, she was on the agenda to have her presidency stripped from her, but that motion was tabled, and I'm curious why and what happened. Take us behind the scenes.
So if a motion gets tabled and it gets approved to be tabled, that means we can bring the motion back at any time. So we'll bring it back in November more than likely. So I can't tell you, like, how everyone's going to vote, because that would be an open meeting law violation. But if they would have voted on it last night and it would have failed, then we can't bring that back again. So the idea is to table it, bring it back so that all the board members are there, and then that we can actually have an open discussion about it where it's not so much crazy and fiasco.
So why is Linda Cavazos the problem and not the solution?
She, in general, is not necessarily the only problem. Trustee Ford is a pretty big problem on there, and there's always these open meeting law violations that those two actually engage in, and we've called them out consistently in our closed sessions, and it's really hard. They're the ones that constantly leak information that we are trying to approve items that help children, and then we can't do it because they leak the information, and it actually hurts us, hurts the district, hurts the kids. It's very difficult to get anything across to Trustee Cavazos, especially because she doesn't hear it unless you're patting her on the back or stroking her ego.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people ask, why can't Johnny read? Why is it that our numbers, our testing numbers are so low? Is there a quick fix at all to this? Is there something that we can do? I mean, we're throwing money at it. I mean, we got $500 million, I think, that was thrown at education by the legislature. We've got all these Biden bucks that are coming into the state, and a lot of that's going to go to education, undoubtedly. I guess my question is there a silver bullet? Is there a way of fixing this thing and taking 47th and making it 35 or 32 in the nation?
Yeah, I don't think there's really a quick fix. This is, again, it's a decade-old problem of incestuous relationships where everyone in the district knows everybody. Bringing outside sources are always helpful, right? Bringing people from the outside of Nevada who are maybe more business mindset, more focused on student achievement. And that was kind of where we were headed. We were headed in that direction, and now we can't because, whatever superintendent they decide to bring in is probably just going to be a yes man for them.
Would you like to see somebody from the outside or somebody from the inside? I sense you want somebody from the outside with new, fresh ideas.
I much rather have someone from the outside because you think about it like this, Kevin. Like I don't come from Nevada, right? I've been in Nevada for about 3 years, a little over. And in general, as soon as I came here, there were a ton of issues that I could see, right? But when you're so close to the problem, you sometimes can't see them.
Let me ask you, if somebody wants to reach out to you, if they have some ideas, if they have some energy that they want to expend on the school district, how can they reach out to you?
Oh, they can always reach out to me. I have an email address. It's willikj3@nv.ccsd.net. Or they can reach out to any of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm actually very easy to get a hold of. So,
okay, I want to make sure that they have access to you. You obviously have a lot of ideas, but you can't do it alone. You need help. I know. Katie, thank you so much for joining us on short notice, and we will talk again, I'm sure. You have yourself a great weekend. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. You too.
There you go. Katie Williams joining. I wonder what she's dressing up as. I should have asked her. Sorry about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321. 369-1321, 369-1321.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They're off and running in Atlanta, where it's been raining and it looks cold. You can see their breath. I'm not sure how that's going to impact the line on Game 3 of the World Series. It's all knotted at one apiece. But, gentlemen, Jim, you've been following this thing all day. It's been raining off and on, but they're playing.
They are playing. And, of course, we've got Ian Anderson on the mound for Atlanta and Luis Garcia on the mound for Houston. And coming into the game today, the odds makers have Atlanta as -121 favorites. The spread -1.5 and a total of 8.5 this game. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of runs, especially with the conditions. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, it's very interesting. And, of course, when you look at the pitching staffs for both of these teams, that's what they have to be thinking of right now, especially with Atlanta's Game 1 starter, Charlie Morton, who fractured his fibula. He's done. So, basically, the Braves are down to two top starters, Max Fried and Ian Anderson, who's pitching tonight's game. They are with a reasonable bullpen, but that's not exactly deep either. Houston, of course, they have Garcia, Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy. None of these people are like that shutdown guy that you like to have, like the Dodgers had last year. You know, they're good, obviously, but they're not the top of the league kind of guys. So
to where some of these games could become bullpen games, right?
That's it, and that's really what we're looking at here, because.